Old prissy kind.
It's kind of, you were kind of making fun of him when you said it? Or?
Well, it might be a kind of low way of, what would you use it, of admiring his respect for cleanliness,
mm-hmm.
dressing well, you see.
Do you still hear that word used? Like
yeah,
you
not as much, but you hear it used.
And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather
strap.
And what would you sharpen a small?
You also whip kids' butts with that.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
Cone.
Anything else?
Not that. But.
And something that's
Put it this way, you can, but normally you use a hone.
Mm-hmm. Something that's a big thing you can sharpen up.
Santa Claus, what you want?
Yes, sir. Do y'all have any telephones over here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it works out,
how many numbers do you have on these two? Two. There's one there, here. There's four phones in here working on two lines. And don't you think he's pretty with that beard? Your boyfriend got a beard?
Well, I don't know how many anyone would share.
You got a boyfriend?
Not with a beard.
Okay, we're talking about crimping up, so on and so forth.
The thing that you sharpen an axe on would be a...
grindstone.
Did you ever hear of something, a stone or a rock, smaller, you could hold in your hand? Like a whetstone, a wet rock?
Well, a whetstone and wet rock is the same thing as a hone.
Just a different
thing? Yeah. You can refer, you see, you have your dry stone, or dry stones, and you have your wet. And the only difference is, one you use oil on to keep it from cutting the material too fast or rough.
What do you mean, a dry
stone? It's one without oil on it.
Would that be a large one or small?
No. No, you can get little pockets, like the sharpen your knife on. I said a hone. You can get dry ones, or you can get those that you have to use oil on, make it wet. It depends on the material it's made out of. You can get, you ever hear of Arkansas soft stones, Arkansas hard stones? That's what it is. One of them you use oil, one you don't.
But either way, they're called hones?
Hones, yeah.
And something that you put in a pistol would be a...
Well, a bullet.
Okay. Any other name for bullet?
Or slug.
What about what you put in a shotgun?
You put a shell.
Or a rifle.
Shell.
Well, any other name?
Well, you can say a bullet, too.
What do you call what you have left once you shoot it?
Empty shell. Or case.
Cork.
Normally, you'd say an empty case.
What about the
loaded one is usually referred to as the cartridge.
What's the difference now?
One's loaded and one's unfired, or it's an unfired one. Rather not an unfired one, but it's an unloaded one.
A loaded shell is a cartridge?
Cartridge.
If it's unloaded, it's just a case?
Yeah. Or if it's been fired, it's a case. All you got left is the empty case. Hell, I had 200-300 on my desk here Monday. You should have come around. I showed you. You come too late.
How do you get them packed in tight enough? You have to have
special tools.
Does it take do you have a big workshop or something there?
20 by 42, I think it is. You should have come home with me last night. Now, I unloaded 2 tons of shot last night.
I'm not to see that sometimes.
Well, if I took a little young chicken like you home with me, my wife probably would divorce me.